Pacific Place Mall opened in downtown Seattle in 1998. Perhaps you've been to one of its 50 stores and restaurants or caught a movie up on the top floor. Some credit Pacific Place with helping to revitalize downtown. Well, yesterday, Pacific Place was sold to a D.C.-based developer for $271 million. That's thought to be a record price for malls in the Seattle area. But what does a hot commercial real estate market mean for Seattle's future? Joining us to explain, Matthew Gardner, an economist and real estate analyst based here in Seattle. Matthew, thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome, Ross. Good talking to you.
When you heard about this price of $271 million for Pacific Place, believed to be a record price, what did you think?
Well, I think a couple of things. Firstly, obviously, it's a very heady number, very substantial number. But I think really, more than anything else, it demonstrates that institutional investors are still very much on the hunt for trophy assets. And they certainly chose Pacific Place as being one of them.
What does it say about that particular neighborhood, which has changed a lot since Pacific Place opened in 1998?
I think the whole of downtown's continuing to evolve. And I think when you look at it from their perspective, there's certain things that investors tend to look at. And they tend to look at markets which have very sound economies. And downtown Seattle absolutely is one of them. You can certainly attribute a lot of that to the Amazon effect, as we're calling it. But overall, I think the way we're looking at the marketplace, and it's the same way they are, you're seeing employment improving, unemployment rate dropping. It all bodes very well for that area. And so I'm very pleased to see these kinds of transactions take place.
Well, there's also a couple of new high-rise condos, a new hotel, and another one on the drawing boards for over where the bus station used to be. Does the fact that a lot of people will be nearby enhance the value of a mall in that location?
Oh, very much so. I mean, you have to look at downtown. If you look at downtown Seattle in terms of its population, the population increases by a little over 180,000 people during the course of the day. These are people that obviously come into town to work. But on top of that, and if you look at the new companies opening up here, a lot of people are choosing to live downtown. That's then leading to an awful lot of interest in apartments, I'm sure you know about, and indeed the hotels and condominiums. So all in all, the trend is certainly very, very positive.
How will rising real estate values in downtown affect residential real estate, or do they?
Well, very much so, yeah. One is intrinsically tied into the other. And if you take, let's say, Amazon.com, for example, who have been on an explosive growth pattern for the last few years, a lot of their employees want to live close to where they work. That drives up demand for apartments and indeed condominiums. And that's pretty much why you're seeing a lot of the cranes go up and a lot of the new development occurring. That's the positive side. The negative component of that is the fact that prices and certainly rental rates are rising very rapidly. And that is, to a degree, starting to have an effect on people who want to be here, who are now starting to have a bit of a hard time affording to live downtown.
I'm speaking with Seattle economist and real estate analyst Matthew Gardner about the hot commercial real estate market in downtown Seattle, signaled by the record price paid for Pacific Place, a very high price, $270 million in this latest real estate deal that went through. You alluded to the growth of South Lake Union, and of course that relates to Amazon, which has some of its offices there, and they're building a high-rise office building closer to downtown. Talk a little bit more about the impact of what's going on there to the nearby downtown area.
Well, ultimately, it's potential that they can actually build three towers, not just one, on the sites that they now control and they own. Impact is going to be positive again. It's going to mean that more people, again, as I mentioned earlier, are going to be living close, which is going to push up demand for housing. Additionally to that, they're also going to be spending their money downtown as well. So if you look at the overall economic benefits, they're not just having the job there. There are also people living there, working there, and also spending their money in the neighborhood. And all those things certainly are a great attribute and a great positive value to the area.
You know, Matthew, I was down in South Lake Union earlier this week. We're preparing for a remote broadcast we're doing in August from there. Looking at all of that real estate that is now leased by Amazon from Paul Allen's Vulcan, and thinking about those three new office towers that Amazon is putting up nearby over on Denny, and I was wondering whether, does this mean that these office buildings here in South Lake Union will be empty? Will all those Amazon people be moving to the new towers that Amazon is building?
Well, I mean, a lot of the space they did occupy, which was developed by Vulcan, they actually purchased a lot of those buildings.
Ah.
So they own them themselves. They obviously have additional leases as well. Will they migrate out of those buildings that they currently lease at the end of their terms? Well, quite possibly they will. But what we're seeing right now is rather than moving out and into a different space, the company is just continuing to add more and more staff. So ultimately, will that continue or can that continue in perpetuity? No, it can't. But they are certainly hiring an awful lot of people to occupy the spaces that they either own or that they are developing.
Is the ripple effect taking place in South Lake Union and the southern part of downtown moving outward? Is there another area nearby that is going to be affected by this? And are we going to be able to soon see commercial real estate prices there going up also?
I think potentially, yes. And if you look at it more in the residential aspect rather than anything else, I mentioned earlier on you're starting to see a bit of displacement. And that is people that, because rental rates have been going up so dramatically, they're having a hard time being able to afford to live in those buildings. They are then moving out and into other close-in neighborhoods. That means that those rental rates, in turn, are actually going to start rising, and therefore the values of those real estate assets will continue to grow. So a ripple effect, absolutely, but it's actually a positive one rather than a negative one.
As long as you can afford to live there.
As long as you can afford to live there, indeed.
Matthew, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Good talking to you, Ross.
Matthew Gardner, an economist, real estate analyst based in Seattle, and CEO of Gardner Economics. This is The Record from KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.